Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. B. Richard Ferguson.
We're studying James 4, where James explains why we get irritable with each other. James 4:1. What causes wars and battles among you? Don't they come from your desires that wage war within you? The culprit is desires that become hostile when they go unfulfilled. Many of those desires start out good. You desire a perfectly good, appropriate thing, like having a spouse who loves you, or kids that obey, or good health. But then those desires go bad. When you have good desires, how do you prevent them from becoming hostile desires, desires that make you irritable when they go unfulfilled? The key to dealing with a hostile desire is to discover what is the need underneath that desire that's driving it. See, desires are driven by needs, right? So when I'm thirsty, I desire water. What's the need beneath that desire for water? Well, it's dryness, right? My body's dehydrated, my mouth's all dry, and so that need drives a desire for water. If I'm hungry, I'm desiring food. That's the desire. I want food. What's the need beneath that desire for food? Well, it's empty stomach. My body's lacking calories, nutrition, energy. Stomach's empty. That's the need generating the desire. So, what about the desires of the soul? What about when I desire love or respect or attention or compassion or comfort or peace or honesty or a loving spouse or a friendly person at church or what? I'm desiring that stuff. How do I keep those desires from becoming hostile? The reason they're becoming hostile is because I forget what the actual underlying need is that's driving that desire. When I desire comfort, what is the need underneath that's driving that? It's my need to experience the presence of God. That's what it is. That's what my soul needs. And it comes out in the form of desire for comfort. When I desire the benefits that come from a considerate, loving spouse, what is the need underneath that desire? Fellowship with God. When I desire a peaceful, quiet home, what is the need underneath that desire that's driving it? It's the need to be near God. The need underneath every one of the cravings of the soul is the presence of God. And as long as I understand that, my desires for those things won't become hostile. They'll never become hostile when I understand what that underlying need is. The hostility comes when I get confused and I think the underlying need is the desire itself. So I desire a loving, considerate spouse because I need a loving, considerate spouse in order to be happy. If I desire peace and quiet in my house and I make the mistake of thinking that the need underneath that desire is a peaceful, quiet house. That's what I need to have in order to be happy. That's when it'll spoil that desire and turn it into a hostile desire. After last week's sermon, some of you might have been left wondering, if the presence of God is the only water that satisfies the thirst of the soul, is it wrong for me to go on vacation? Is it wrong for me to watch a movie, play a game, eat some dessert, hang out with friends, enjoy music? I mean, if God is what I need, is it wrong for me to do all that stuff? And the answer is, it depends. If you do those things because you think you need those in order to be happy, then yeah, James says you're committing adultery against God. But if you do those things as part of your effort to draw near to God, to enjoy Him through His gifts, then the more you enjoy them, the better. I had a really interesting conversation with Priya White after the sermon last Sunday. She came up. Priya just turned 8. She came up after the sermon last week. She came and said, she said, when I'm sad and I'm not feeling good, I need to go to the Bible, right? I said, yeah. She said, what about when I don't feel like reading the Bible? It doesn't seem like it's something I want to do. And I said, Priya, you know, there's other ways to experience. It doesn't always have to be the Bible. There's other ways to experience fellowship with God. I said, you could go outside and ride your bike or play on your swing, your tree swing that you got and, you know, do those things. Now, there's wrong ways to do that. You could do it like a non-Christian and just say, oh, this is fun. Or you could do it and realize that this is a gift from God. And so you're having fun on the swing and you look up to God and you say, the fact that you're having fun, that's God saying, I love you, Priya. And so every time you have fun, you can look back up and say, I love you too, God. And so if we go through life every time we enjoy some pleasure, some gift from God, we say, yeah, I love you too, God. And that's an interaction of fellowship with God, right? And that's a good thing. And she understood that, but just to add to that a little bit, we've used this illustration before, and this sometimes helps people. Think of the pleasures of this life like drinking straws. And the water is the presence of God. So if you go up in camping in the mountains, or you have some great time with your family, or you enjoy food or sex or any of the gifts of this life, all those things are just straws. They're not the water. They're just straws. And the other end of the straw is in the water, and that's why it's satisfying. And that's why you don't have to get upset if you lose a straw. God takes away your straw. You lose your tree swing at your house, or you lose your loved one, or whatever. God takes something away. You still have access to joy because the water is still there. You just need a different straw, or you can just drink directly. So we need to avoid worshiping the straw, thinking the straw is the water. Because a lot of times we put that straw in our mouth, like, this is good. This is so satisfying. We start thinking the straw is the thing. So I explained all that to Priya, and she asked one more question. She said, what about when none of those things satisfy? I don't feel like playing on the swing, riding my bike, doing any of that. None of it. That's a great question. See, sometimes you play on the swing and it's a blast, right? And other times you go out there and it just doesn't satisfy. You do your favorite things. You're sampling every single thing in your refrigerator and pantry. Nothing hits the spot. Why does that sometimes happen? Why is it that sometimes the pleasures of life just don't work? The answer is, it's this. They usually stop working when we start thinking that those things are the water instead of drinking straws. I stop using them as a tool to draw near to God, and I start thinking of the thing itself as the source of my satisfaction. As soon as I do that, God, in His mercy, will very often remove the feeling of satisfaction from that so that nothing satisfies, so that I'll come back to my senses. So I do my favorite thing. It's not fun. I hang around my favorite people. I'm still down and depressed. God does that to remind us those things aren't the water. So please don't hear me saying that it's wrong for you to go out and enjoy God's gifts and His creation. I'm not saying that. It's a good thing to enjoy God's gifts as long as you are using them to enjoy God Himself. Here's a rule of thumb. Love God, use stuff. But we get that twisted around, don't we? We love stuff and we use God to get the stuff. Instead of using the pleasures of this world to help us enjoy God, we use God as a tool to help us enjoy the pleasures of this world. And that's what James is talking about in verse 3 when he says, when you ask in prayer, you don't receive because you ask with the wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your desires. You're using God to get stuff. When I think that my happiness comes from something in this world, some created thing, And I'm going to be dry and unhappy. As soon as I'm dried up and my soul gets thirsty, I'm unhappy. Instead of going to God, I'm going to go to that thing. Or if I do go to God, I'm just going to go to Him to say, God, help me get this thing. This thing that I really treasure. The real treasure of my life.
Think of two or three pleasures of life that you want to learn to use to enjoy God more. Things you routinely enjoy in life, but you haven't really been using them as tools to increase your enjoyment of God. Be very specific. How might you use those pleasures today to help you in your quest to have delightful experiences of God?
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of James. 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. And if you like listening on your phone, get our free mobile app. Install the Church One app from the Play Store and select Food for Your Soul. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.